sure a lot of guys are excited to get back, you know, out there running around. And for you, I would think excitement as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that. I've had a year off. You know, it's probably been one of the longest years of my life.
Why do you say that? What made it the longest year for you?
I'm really competitive, man. I've been a competitor since I've started organized sports. And to not play really, really does test you as a human being.
How are you feeling now? Are there any lingering effects or anything going on with the calf?
I feel good. I felt good probably earlier this year. Really good. And, you know, I got out here yesterday and I ran around and I felt good. And it felt good to, you know, to finally see I was on the list of being full go. And I was like, man, that's exciting for me because it's been so long.
That yesterday you found that out?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're cleared though to basically do everything, and obviously, so you've been training hard for a while now.
Yeah. I would say, you know, when I got here, we sat down, we talked, and, you know, I felt good and ran out around here with Aaron Wellman, and he's done a great job. He's always done a great job, and, you know, I feel great.
When did you get here? You talking at the beginning of this month?
Yeah.
Did you come?
Beginning of this month. I came back and we did some running and some agilities and stuff like that, and I felt good. I mean, it was some of the stuff I had already been doing, and so it wasn't anything new.
Yeah, because of your setbacks, do you have to have the mindset of one step at a time, let me just make the team and then go from there? Or do you literally right now say to yourself, I'm going to win that starting job, no one's going to stop? What's your approach?
I mean, you know, I don't put any limitations on myself. Never have, never will. I am who I am. I'm a football player. And I play the game like it's everything to me. And I play to win.
Is it hard for you to believe that you're going into your third season?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like, you know, we just got here and I was talking to you guys about the weather and length, and this is year three for me. So I take it all in stride.
Does that just kind of hammer home the idea of how fleeting this can be? Confident last year going into the season,
and
then you blank,
to
use your words, and now you're here.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's all fleeting. I mean, if you guys were watching practice, you saw Edwards go down, and I mean, the practice continues. So it's a thing that you just got to thank the man above that you can, you know, be able to come back and play this game.
How much were you able to pick up last year that helps you in spite of the
game? You know, last year I just tried to stay consistent in the meeting rooms and kind of figure out what the guys were doing and what kind of changes they were making. I think, you know, coming back, I'm just going to do what I need to do to get on the field.
Did you have to do anything different training-wise? You know, maybe build up the calf or take care of it or maintain it moving forward?
I definitely did some building up of the calf. I trained out in Exos in LA, and the people there, you know, one trainer in particular, Janet, she does a phenomenal job. She's worked on some pretty well-known guys, and I was able to spend some months with her, and we did some great stuff.
Did you do anything now, or is it at this point you just go about your business?
Yeah, at this point it's kind of a everyday thing. I just kind of make sure that I keep everything loose, and it's become more of a lifestyle.
Did the last year, I mean, the lingering effect of it, in that there was a setback and come back, and then they finally diagnosed the clot, right? Was that, as bad as that was, did that at least give you some peace of mind that, look, you know, you should have been back sooner, but there was something that was not working?
Yeah, I mean, you get frustrated, you know, it's a frustrating deal, but, I mean, at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason, and like I said, I just take it all in stride.
What's Aaron like as a strength coach? Obviously, you worked with him in college.
Aaron Wellman is a larger-than-life figure coming in from college. guys at San Diego State. We spent 2 years with them. And, I mean, you know, the guy came into work every day at 4 a.m. I mean, it was just the consistency just it blew everybody's mind, you know. And he brings that here, and he brings that passion for weightlifting. And not only that, but really keeping guys healthy, you know, shooting you text messages and just basically staying on top of things. He does a phenomenal job with that.
What was your reaction, I guess, then when you found out that Aaron was coming?
I think I remember shooting him a text and congratulating him, and I couldn't wait to get back to see him.
Is what he does drastically different from what you guys maybe did last year or the year before?
You know, everybody has their own style. Jerry Palmieri is a great strength coach, and he's been here for years. So I take nothing away from him. They're just two different sides.